This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Latin America has emerged as the world's newest epicenter for the novel coronavirus pandemic, with the death toll surpassing 100,000 deaths. Brazil leads the region with more than 1.1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, including more than 52,000 deaths. The South American nation recorded 39,436 new confirmed cases over the last 24-hour period on Tuesday, and more than 1,300 deaths. The pandemic has reached such a crisis that a federal judge ordered Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro to wear a face mask in public or pay a fine of nearly $400 a day. President Bolsonaro has so far refused to cover his mouth at large political rallies where he comes in close contact with voters and children. The president has shrugged off the pandemic as just a little flu and said anyone worried about the virus is being neurotic. The United States continues to lead the world in both categories with 2.3 million confirmed cases and more than 121,000 deaths. According to the Washington Post, seven U.S. states, Arizona, Arkansas, California, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas, have reported their highest number of COVID-19 hospitalizations since the start of the pandemic. The U.S.'s top infectious disease expert told a congressional panel Tuesday there will be more testing, not less. This even after President Donald Trump asked health officials to slow down testing. The White House has said the president wasn't serious when he said more testing is the reason there are so many cases in the U.S. now. But President Trump said Tuesday that he wasn't joking. You can read the full story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. State media says Wednesday North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has suspended unspecified military action against South Korea. It's an apparent reduction in tensions following weeks of threats from Pyongyang. The move surprised many in Seoul, where officials had been preparing for a possible extended downturn in relations. North Korea is upset at the South for failing to move ahead with a series of 2018 deals related to economic cooperation and reducing military tensions. International sanctions against North Korea have prevented Seoul from fully implementing the deals. A majority of Australians have lost trust in China, according to a survey, as the two nations engage in escalating disputes over trade and the coronavirus pandemic. A Lowy Institute survey shows 23% of Australians trust China to act responsibly in the world, compared to 52% in the same poll conducted in 2018. Relations between the Asian Pacific neighbors have steadily eroded in recent months over Canberra's push for an independent probe into the origins of the novel coronavirus pandemic. President Trump and Poland's President Andrzej Duda will meet in Washington on Wednesday. The meeting, just days before the Polish president faces a tough re-election challenge. The U.S. Defense Department is looking at ways to pull thousands of troops out of Germany and shift some to Poland. While U.S. officials say no final decision has been made on where troops will go, the issue is expected to be on the agenda for Wednesday's meeting between the two presidents. The U.S. federal office that led the prosecution of President Trump's friend Roger Stone allegedly received heavy pressure from the highest levels of the Department of Justice to ease its sentencing recommendation. That's according to prepared remarks that will be given by career prosecutor Aaron Zelensky to Congress. Zelensky withdrew from the Roger Stone case in protest. He will testify on Wednesday before the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives Judiciary Committee about political pressures that he said the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia faced. Republicans are expected to push back on his testimony, saying he is confusing politicization with policy disagreements. Stone was convicted of obstruction, witness tampering, and lying to Congress during its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.